Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Jennings, I think the last time we were in here together,
yes, sir,
was the time that we talked about the Francesca audio where you just basically... Well,
we're gonna have some Francesca.
It's something about when we're together. He does something. He does something wild. We have some fun with audio that Plowsy has for us of his latest adventures, and it has to do with the NBA Finals.
Oh, this ought to be good.
So what I do is I put Curry on Thompson. Now, I don't like that matchup more than I like any other matchup, but I put Curry on Thompson for one reason. I want Golden State to attack it. I want them to post up Thompson. And I want them to play through him, which they haven't been doing.
And I think in his...
It sounds like great, which sound this sound if to the typical, you know, person in St. Louis who probably isn't following the NBA.
No.
What's wrong with this?
Yeah.
And before he didn't say Tristan Thompson, he said Klay Thompson, because that went the people on Twitter thinking, oh, he's just talking. He actually was talking, Curry needs to guard Klay Thompson more. Doug, your thoughts on that strategy? Hmm. It would help Cleveland,
the Cavs
for sure.
Would be great for Cleveland,
you're basically
I think.
Eliminating one of their best shooters.
by guarding, having one of their other best shooters guard his own teammate.
They're on the same team. Yeah.
Whoever Curry would be guarding, there's a mismatch there because you don't have an actual player on him. So that's something you could utilize
right.
in the fourth quarter.
You know? And this is the number one sports talk guy in the country.
In the country.
I think he does it now, and we talked about it. The first couple times we pulled clips, you could tell he was kind of doing it seriously. He was trying to find... Now, with the publicity he gets nationally for being an idiot, I kind of think now it's like, all right, you know, let's just do it.
Let's play into it.
We're going full bore.
He had to admit either Tristan Thompson or Kyrie Irving, right?
Yeah, I wasn't
actually,
for sure.
I probably shouldn't try to crawl into that head.
Yeah. Like no. I said, he wants Curry to guard Klay Thompson. So it's really a nice, for the Cavs, you hope that happens.
You guys watched the game last night?
It was a disaster.
I was disappointed, but I'm also holding out hope for the series still. I don't think Cleveland's going to, you know, we do this every series now. Game one comes out, and if it's more than a 2 or 3 point game or run or whatever the sport is, we go, oh, it's over. And then we get to game seven, and we're like, oh, what a series. How can they fight back? These are the two best teams in the NBA. And there are certain games become, you know, routes. And it doesn't mean the series is over. LeBron James is not going to say, well, we got our tails kicked in game one. Let's pack it up, boys.
And if it's close enough, the officials will make sure that that it's a long series. Because
directive from the league.
Oh, yeah, that's their...
We heard that from, who was it, Tim Donahue?
Yep.
Who said, yeah, the officials are told to do this and that, and we'll get a long series out of this.
What's annoying for this matchup is there's a lot of LeBron haters, and I hate to do a hot take, but I have to because I love LeBron James. And I think if you go back 20 years from now, you're going to look back at the people who hated LeBron and be like, "What? I just missed one of the greatest players of all time."
Do you think it's hating LeBron, or do you think it's wanting to hold on to Michael or Kobe?
It's not like he's coming out every day saying, "Hey, look at me, I'm better than Michael Jordan."
He pushes back against that comparison because they're not even the same players.
People are cheering for Durant to kill LeBron James in this series. Durant did the exact, outside of not televising it, did the exact same thing LeBron did and jumped on the coattails of already a good team, yet he is ignored in that fact, and LeBron is absolutely ridiculed because he did the exact same thing. It's the hypocrisy. It's so terrible.
I'm actually rooting for the Cavs. And I used to get sick of LeBron. Now I appreciate LeBron. I think it's amazing the fact that he's been world famous since he's 16, and he really has never done anything to screw up.
Never been hurt.
About that. You know, if you were famous, if you had the entire nation paying attention to your every move since you could drive and you never screwed up, the biggest mistake he made was doing doing the decision which benefited the Boys and Girls Club.
Right.
That was the worst thing he's ever done. Mm-hmm. And he since made it, you know, basically made amends for it by going back to Cleveland and winning a championship. To me, when Durant left Oklahoma City, I was off the Durant. I was off Durant. I was off the Warriors. It's like the AAU. Let's all get together and play together and win by a million. And I hated it. I loved him with Russell Westbrook. I wanted them to succeed in Oklahoma City. I thought if there was one guy who was going to stay, it'll be Durant. when he left, I was not happy.
It can't be good for the league to stack teams like this. I mean, the regular season's meaningless.
I know.
They get in the playoffs, and it's a total mismatch until they get to the finals.
Yeah, it's the semifinals, I think last year, were actually pretty good. This year has been the worst playoffs in history.
It should be the best finals we've seen in a long time. We knew it was going to go chalk.
Should be,
but hopefully it pans out. And I'm not giving up. I think the NBA Finals is one of the best postseasons ever. I mean, it just in terms of the way the drama and the way how hard they play, you really realize they're the best in the world playing on this tiny court. You know, the finals are incredible. The playoffs are incredible. The regular season stinks, mm-hmm. but once you get to the postseason, it goes up to must-see TV. But
for LeBron, how do you... I mean, because he played in the Olympics, he plays in some summer league, and he also plays in the regular season deep in the playoffs, and he's never hurt. He sits out occasionally. He sits out about 8 to 10 games in the regular season, but
Good,
you also play
smart.
Another 30-some games in the postseason, depending on how the series work out.
He's an unbelievable physical
how
specimen.
How do you do that? That is just peak... I mean, that's half the battle for him is not playing. It's getting your body in physical condition to play 100-and-some games a year. 35 minutes a game. That's insane. I would play one NBA game, and you could find probably 20 or 30 things that I would need surgery on in one game.
I'd say a quarter.
You'd need 30 surgeries?
I would tear hamstring, break noses. I would dislocate shoulders.
You'd have your head cut off, and I'd probably do that in about 20.
I'd pay good money to see it, though.
Oh, that'd be great.
You running out on the court with nine brothers.
I'm just saying, not being injured at all in your career is impressive to me.
River DePere yacht captain says Durant and Plowsy had the exact same body. Just 2 feet of height kept Plowsy from being a force in the league.
Yeah, and only
might
about
be some
25,
coordination.
28 million a year difference in salary. Maybe really, and all that. I mean, that's all that's...
Were you a baller, Plowsy?
I was up? When I was...
Kindergarten.
Fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I went the same size as everybody, so I was very competitive and I had a good shot.
Uh-huh.
When everybody grew and I stopped, that's when... And coaches don't really care about skill and want to. When you're sixth grade, seventh grade, all they care about is size. They just want the biggest team out there, so I never really got a shot at competing at that level, just because they look at the size.
Well,
and go,
hit a three-pointer, you'll get your shot.
I'm doing it in practice, but I'm on the second court. You know, he's watching the
coach
main
wasn't
court.
Giving him a look, Doug.
Oh. Yeah, come on.
Right. He had a talent on
the
team.
I'm the J.J. Barea, finally get a shot in Dallas, and he looked pretty good.
I dropped 13 points in a B team game once in middle school. The coach kept me on the bench for the A team games. I never played. He just liked me. Because one time during practice, I told the guys to stop playing like a bunch of bleeps because they were being scared.
Yeah,
and he liked that. He liked that attitude. So he just let me sit on the bench during the A team games. I never played though. I was like a coach. I was basically a manager.
This is at Sedalia Smith Cotton.
No, this was at
Sedalia. Prior to
Sedalia Middle School. Oh,
prior to Sedalia Smith Cotton.
I switched to wrestling once I got to high school.
Didn't get to the okay. Yeah.
I averaged 27 a game in intramurals when I got kicked off the high school basketball team.
For what?
Now wait a minute.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Wait a minute. You averaged 27 a game.
He played one game.
I think we played like 10 or 12 games. I took like 60 shots a game.
Oh. Well, you were basically...
I was a chucker.
You were basically, what's his name, Lonzo Ball. I can't even know. I don't even know the kid's name anymore because his dad's...
Well, you got
his dad's
got Lonzo, Lilano, and Lonzo.
LiAngelo, and LaMelo.
Michelangelo.
They just roll right off the tongue.
Now somebody will say, prove that, and I'll bring in the Brentwood Eaglet.
Yeah, you're going to need to bring that in.
It talks about your 27th game.
It was talking about the Intramural League, and it says the league's high scorer, Iggy Strode, averaging 27 a game, had this to say. Now, I wrote the article.
He had somebody. He had,
so
wait,
I quoted
hold on.
Myself.
He was averaging 27
I quoted,
a game.
I quoted myself.
What kind of newspaper covers intramural
and quotes it? Hey. The writer's quoting himself?
When a guy's averaging 27, you got to get the story.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're playing. When you're balling. I had a similar thing when I played intramural. We had a...
intramural.
It was church league.
Sure it was.
And it was held at the YMCA, and me and all my stoner buddies... would get so high, and we were the burning bushes, but our jerseys were like...
were made of hemp.
Because Burning Bush, it had like a biblical reference, but also a smoking reference.
Yeah, we get it, Plowsy. We get it.
I still have my uniform. I didn't know.
Thanks
that
for
Fred, I had to walk.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Do you guys ever have a reunion or anything?
See, it was a Bible term that we turned into a weed joke.
So the Burning Bushes, we didn't necessarily win. We got second place in the tournament.
Oh, that's nice.
But I killed it. I mean, we had stat sheets. I still have my uniform. The uniform was hilarious because you could clearly tell we were not involved in necessarily public service or
helping
out.
How many points were you pouring in?
I think 15 to 18, but a more facilitated.
27.
Well,
yeah,
but
well, not many were back then.
I think my shooting percentage was on point, and I'm more of an on-court coach, yeah. You know?
Oh, floor yeah. leader.
A floor yeah. general. Is what that, not a floor leader, a floor general, Jay.
I see.
So that was my
leadership.
Speaking of burning bushes, I don't know if you've noticed, the Snoop Dogg has been added to the Lou Fest lineup. I have seen him on two occasions, and he is worth being there. He will be part of Lou Fest, and again, 590 The Fan is partnering with Lou Fest, offering 1 and 2 day passes for the exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park this September. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to get dedicated bathrooms. Let's say that again. You'll have access to dedicated bathrooms, a private cash bar, outdoor lounge, lawn games with prizes, and of course mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts like Matt Whitener. The tickets are first come, first serve, and are on sale now. Visit InsideSTL.com and get yours before they're gone and see Snoop D-O-double-G.
Oh, I've seen him.
I wonder
before.
If we can get him on the show.
I'd right. love
he,
to.
I bet he would come on.
Yeah. Or come over to the Inside STL tent.
Or just come over to Normandy and hang for a couple hours.
Be in Plowsy, yeah. Plowsy, can you see him in Plowsy's Lumina, just oh smoke my. Pouring
I'm
out of
say,
windows? The
windows?
How big of a career achievement would that be for
that'd
you?
That'd be huge.
If I would die smoking a blunt with him, I would be honored.
Yeah.
And I actually have some stuff that may compete with the Snoop Dogg, so maybe we could get him... maybe I send him a Snapchat.
You're in that kind of situation?
I'm in a little deal right now.
Nice.
And it's
very nice.
Nice.
Don't forget
Doug,
your
I don't
friends.
Expect you to understand.
Now you are
going to
need to explain that because
no,
that one
good.
Did go over my head.
We got plenty on the docket to get to.
He's got a little something, something.
I saw him play at a festival in Delaware once, and he came out there with this. He lit up this marijuana cigarette, Jennings. That was it. It was as big as a toddler's
what
arm.
Are you, in the 60s, Reefer Madness?
It was as big it's as it was. As, it was like as big cigarette. As Plowsy's forearm. I was like, how was he gonna? And he just did it during the whole show. He'd pass it around to the crowd. It looked like a paper towel roll.
Our man from Hot Shots, Jay Boyd, gave me a call one afternoon, and he said, "How'd you like to go see Snoop at Pops over in Illinois?"
Oh, that's a no brainer.
And I said, "Yeah, I'll go." What I didn't realize is that Jay Boyd had what you commonly refer to as Snoop-a-loop VIP. We were up on a balcony looking down on this. I didn't even know they had this at Pops. And I mean to tell you, before Snoop hit the stage, there had to be an entourage of 50 people that came out of the bus. And then he came out. It was an unbelievable show. Snoop, I would highly recommend going to see him.
Yeah, he doesn't mail it in.
No, he brings
it. He could mail it in.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. I appreciate that.
Mm.
And I've also had to factor in that, I mean, golly, he's got to be stone silly. You can't, there's no way. I'm surprised he can even walk. He's up there with a microphone
he's
singing.
Pretty much stay blown.
Does he
what
sing
they
or is he rapping?
Well,
he's
all kinds
rapping.
Of stuff.
He's got all kinds of stuff. He's got hangers on with him. He's got gals. He's got guy holding flags. It's wild.
What's kind of flags?
Well, he got a little into the
Rasta movement guy for a while. That's when he changed his name to what was it?
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion, yes. Yeah.
So what do the flags have to do with that?
Don't worry about that,
he
Doug.
Just got the Rasta flag. The Jamaica Rasta flag.
Yeah.
Okay. Iggy.
Like Iggy wears
it's
the
like
anklet.
Iggy's anklet.
Like my anklet.
Full circle.
Right.
Just bigger.
Timmy Tom
red,
Tom.
Red, green, gold, and black.
Timmy Tom Tom says Snoop will play any show or venue. I once saw him in a parking lot next to a ski slope in Vail.
I mean, I could see just Snoop walking into a Burger King. Move out. Move out.
Now that'll be fun.
But that's like for me as an avid smoker, I'm not afraid to hide it. I'm not embarrassed by it either.
No.
That's kind of always, yeah, for everybody, it's like a Mount Rushmore. Him, Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Yep.
You better get Willie while you can.
Yeah, he looks fine, but you never know.
Could go any time.
He's never looked fine, ever.
Well, maybe 71 or 2.
Yeah, 30 years ago, he didn't look fine.
No, he was a little ragged then.
Well, he's living well.
Who would be
he's
the third?
He's lived a good life.
Cheech and Chong?
Which one? You can only have three.
I would do...
Who would be a new
if you had a Rushmore, you can have them both.
Tommy Chong, only for the fact that he went to the jail for selling bongs.
Right.
That's how into it he was.
Yeah. Yeah, and how into it he is. I think there'd be fun conversations with him. I don't know. It's definitely Willie and Snoop.
Yeah.
But you got to think about people who smoke. You know.
Don't necessarily promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have to take some time, but early on I would probably put Tommy
I think McConaughey'd be a weird guy to
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
He's a fascinating cat,
yep.
man. He's a fascinating cat. Text from the St. Peter's Lemming. What is worse, that Iggy wrote a story about himself or that he still has his high school paper from 1967?
I think that's a fair question.
Intramurals.
I'm gonna give that one text of the day.
Ding, ding, ding. I'll say again, the man scored 27 a game. You got to talk.
That's nice average. That's Pete Maravich.
I wonder what people thought when they saw the quote and then they saw the byline from Ken Iggy Strode.
Well, I think they probably just rolled their eyes.
Well, I wrote all the sports columns for the Eaglette, so we did. If it was a slow month in sports, you know, a little baseball or whatever was going on, and you just throw in the intramurals.
Right.
This is middle school.
No, any high good school. Editor.
High school.
Yeah.
High school intramurals.
Yeah, St. Peter's Lemming wins a free roast beef sandwich from Lions. Choice.
Glad I could help him out.
Why weren't you playing for the Eagles varsity if you're scoring 27?
I was kicked off the team.
Why?
Well, one,
Come on, let's get into it. Let's get into it.
Now, I went into the game with my jersey on backwards.
Sure.
So you were on the team to start the season.
Yeah. I was on every team.
Then
my favorite player was Nate Archibald. So I stenciled in purple on the back of my jersey, skate. And he kicked me off for defacing the jersey. And then one time he had suspended me.
You didn't think you were going to get away with changing the jersey of the team, did you?
Yeah, I just wanted to do it because I was a big, tiny Archibald fan. And one time, too, he had suspended me for something I said to him.
What'd you say? That's kind of important.
I said something derogatory to him.
Oh.
I'm sure it was a cuss word, and I said something to him during practice one time.
Practice?
It was Coach Mayberry, actually.
Hmm.
And so he said, "You're sitting the bench." And it was like, I don't know, 45 seconds left in a game. We were down by 40. And he said, "Strode, get in." I said, "I'm not going in now."
Wait, I'm sensing a theme here, and it's you telling people in positions of authority that you're not going to do what they tell you to do. Iggy, you're working with that crew today. Well, I'm not working if I'm going down there. Iggy, go get some run. I'm not going in this game.
Yeah, what's your problem with management?
I'm not going to go into the game when it's 40 with 45 seconds left. I'm not going in.
Scottie Pippen?
I just said, "I'm not going in now. We're down 40. It's scrub time. Get in there." I said, "I'm not going in."
If you weren't playing, you would have been one of those scrubs.
So he quit. I was suspended for that game.
And then he went and became a star in intramural.
I was going to get no time whatsoever in that game, and then he told me to go in, and I said no. So then he kicked me off the team.
And that's when you started your famed intramural career.
I went and played intramural.
And you stuck it to him with that article, too.
Yeah, not great.
He was going, man, I let him walk away.
There were a bunch of dweebs playing in this league. So
was it the intramural performance that got you elected into the Brentwood High School Hall of Fame?
Was that cited in your speech?
I think that was more my stellar radio career that got me there.
Yeah. Mm.
The number of stations specifically he's
the trip,
worked for.
Specifically the trip to Jamaica.
Yes.
They probably looked at it and said, "This dude's been fired from like 19 jobs. How are we putting him in?" Yeah, we got nothing else. But Gary Kornfeld is going in next year.
Nice.
Should have went in the year I did, but he couldn't go in because he had a football game. And I think that's why I got in, because Gary couldn't go in.
You got in before Gary Kornfeld? He won like a million games.
That's my claim to fame.
27 points a game in intramurals.
Kornfeld never even thought about that.
Like a living legend.
Just let 27-point average sink in.
You should have said, "I'm not going in, and I'm not going in before him." You should have withdrawn.
I was like the goat Manigault.
Earl Manigault.
Yeah, I was a legend on the playground.
Was it three-man or five-man hoops at the intramurals?
It was five-man.
Okay.
So you guys have the three-point?
I told you.
Did you guys even have the three-point line back then?
I told you like 60 shots a game.
Who are you, Jimmer Fredette?
I had nobody on the team that could play, so I just took everything. You know, we'd probably.
What was your basketball shoe of choice? Converse guy?
No, I think at the time we were
Reebok
Adidas.
Pumps?
No, there were no Reebok.
We were Adidas.
I have no clue how old Iggy is.
Well, nobody does.
No, our shoe, we all got Adidas. The basketball team. And
the three stripes.
I didn't have to give mine back. So.
Okay.
Even though he got kicked off the team.
You defaced the uniform and stole the shoes.
The four stripes would have been Floodidas. These are Adidas.
You probably wore some of those canvas Chuck Connors Converse shoes. Not Chuck Connors. Chuck Taylor. Chuck Taylor Converse shoes, didn't you?
Oh, I did PF back in the
Flyers.
Day.
People wear them now.
The black ones, yeah. Those were in grade school. My mom got mad at me because Paul Chaveau down the street had black Converse. I think I had Keds.
Well, you probably took a market of yours.
And St. Mary Magdalene had a game, and Chaveau said, "Do you want to wear my Converse?" I go, "Could I? God, those are so cool." So I wore his Converse. My mom, after the game, goes, "What are those shoes you're wearing?"
Yeah.
Paul let me borrow his Converse. You don't wear other people's shoes.
It is kind of creepy.
Then, "Mom, I can't wear Keds to play."
Come on, Mom. I got an article.
I always loved the black Converse.
Yeah, those were big after Sandlot came out. They really launched those to the top.
Now, we were high top. They weren't really high top. It was when it had just come over the ankle a little bit. It wasn't the big high top. Those are the Adidas we wore. Then we had to wear those god-awful purple and yellow knee socks for our uniform.
Yeah. Mm.
And the ball-hugging shorts.
I don't know.
Easy. Easy. Hall of Famer Dave wants to give you his Mount Rushmore Plowsy. He says Willie Nelson, Bill Maher, Woody Harrelson, and Snoop.
Woody Harrelson, solid play.
So is Bill Maher.
I actually like the Bill Maher play even more.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking with him would be great. Yep. I know you don't. Not a huge fan
no
of
thanks.
Doug. Would, Doug
no
would,
thanks.
Is there anything that you would want to do with Bill Maher, Doug, except no, for fight to
no,
the death?
No. Oh, okay. I don't need to.
You know, Bill Maher was a very good intramural basketball player. People
I bet
don't
he didn't
know
average
that.
27, though.
Well, right. Probably not.
If and I know that my buddy Keith Kornfeld and Gary Geis, guys I graduate with, listen to the show. If you're listening today, text me or text the show and verify that Iggy scored average 27 in intramural.
Why would they remember that?
They would remember.
How could you not remember? The guy was the Wizard of Brentwood.
He was Pistol Pete Maravich, just of the intramural
baller
squad.
Baller of Brentwood.
Yeah.
That's what they called him. The Baller,
the baller
of Brentwood.
Baller of Brentwood. 27. How long were the games?
Days.
Well, he played 25-minute quarters.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding.
25-minute.
Well, they had to keep time with quarters. A sundial, so there weren't seconds
it's
on the
It's a lot easier to score on the peach baskets than people think.
Oh, yeah. They were a little shorter, too. We actually played in the Brentwood Gymnasium. It wasn't like we were on the playground. We did play a lot of basketball back then. I just mentioned two of the guys, but a lot of the guys in my class on Saturday nights, that's what we do. We go over to either Geis's house or Bainey's house or Rumpf's house, and we just played basketball all night till like midnight. We just played basketball.
That's how you get to be able to score.
That's how you score 27.
Michael Jordan. That's how Michael Jordan grew up playing. And one of the texters, Stan, wants to know about the time that you beat Mike. Oh no, may I give a hand? Wants to know about the time that you beat Michael Jordan in 1-on-1. Did you tell that? Do we have? We only have 30 minutes left.
With a hand behind
you, tell that story.
Now, you think I BS on these stories? I've never met Michael Jordan. Jay played golf with him. I've never met Michael Jordan.
Very good, interesting. He's the best guy I've ever met.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can you outplay him? You a better player than he is?
At the time, we were pretty much even, but he walked away with $215 worth of my money.
Michael Jordan took your money.
He sure did. He shot 31 on the third night at Boone Valley. 31.
Holy smokes.
After having about 15, 16 Budweisers and about three or four vodkas.
He was staying hydrated, huh?
He was definitely staying hydrated.
Is he about 400 yards off the tee? I bet when he unwinds, he could really drill it.
Was he smoking cigars?
Yep.
I've heard he's a big cigar smoker.
He's a cigar guy.
You see him playing in that Tahoe event. He's not very good.
I mean, he can be.
Well, when I say not very good, maybe a 7-8 handicap.
He's not Rick Roden. Yeah, he probably now has a 4-7 handicap.
But and what were you at your
peak?
Peak of your
I mean, I was prowess. A little better than scratch. I mean, really? Once I found broads and booze, it was pretty much over.
So when was that? 15?
More like the first year of college.
Oh.
No, Jay would bust the ball. He could hit it 300 and it was always
good ball
right
striker.
To left, right down the middle.
Good ball striker.
Played
that's
a Bogey Hills one. Played a Bogey Hills one day, and it's probably still in the lake. Missed three putted 18 and walked over to the green and just threw his putter into the lake.
He did.
Threw it in the lake.
We also had an incident at Bogey Hills when Mike Claiborne threw his driver up into a tree and looked around and said, "Who's going to get that?" I said, maybe the wind will blow.
We played. There's a buddy of mine. Here's another story. True, but another story for you listeners out there.
If you have to say it's true, then people are going to assume it's not.
No, they all think it's all my stories.
They already start with thinking Iggy's story.
I swear this is true.
They think all my stories are fake, and they're not. But a friend of mine was a big Hungo fan. And I said, "I know Hungo." I said, "I'll see if we can I'll get him out to play golf." So Hungo said, "I can play whatever day it was." I told my buddy, "Okay, I'm playing with Hungo today. You can play." And we get on the first tee, and Hungo, I think he whiffed one. I think he sliced one, and he threw his driver into the weeds, and he couldn't find it. And I said, "Come on, Hungo." I said, "Your driver went further than your drive." So he's just cussing and looking for his driver. My friend turns to me and goes, "What a dick." Now Hunger turned around the rest of the night and was really cool with the guy and had fun, and the guy really enjoyed it. But I don't forget that. Hungo threw his driver further than his ball, and he couldn't find it. The weeds were so high, he couldn't find his driver.
What's that humming noise?
I don't know.
Anybody else got that, too? Yeah.
Yeah,
what is that?
Hit the lever, Plowsy. Get rid of the humming.
I haven't done anything.
I
Sea monster? No idea.
I think your mic went out.
Your mic's out.
Mine is?
Benfred.
Now, let me turn Benfred's mic. Yep.
Why you got to break with equipment,
Now the
Benfred?
Humming's gone. Now it's back.
Hello, London. Mayday. Mayday. Hello, London. Are these mics working? Hello.
Hello.
Mayday.
Can you hear me now?
So now we can't hear you, Blousy?
I hear you because you're sitting 2 feet away from me. I don't know if you...
Is the station on the air?
Well, here, take my mic. I'll go smoke.
I think we're all right. I think we're good.
All right.
We'll just have Plazzy and I will just share. We'll just sit in my lap and we'll just do it.
No,
like
Plazzy, here, take mine because you got some stuff to do here, so take mine.
You're going to go have a little
and I'll go smoke.
Smoke
yeah.
a little bit. And that's sponsored by someone, isn't it?
Salt and Smeek.
Salt and Smeek sponsors your smoke breaks. Finest brisket in the land.
Want to remind people, courtesy of our friends at Bud Light, we will be at Hot Shot St. Charles next Thursday for a TMA Live. Little Poker will be in attendance. Doug is going to make an appearance. I'm going to be there. Plowsy, Iggy. And there is a major push to try and get some females to show me their feet. It's all part of what Bud Light does these days. next Thursday in St. Charles.
I can't hear your mic.
What are the
are the requirements?
When you go to these Hot Shots locations, you go to the different places, you know?
Yeah.
I asked Plazzy this the other day that the crowd's different, and he said, no, it pretty much goes, crowd travels with us.
We have a
you notice that in the feet that you see from place to place? Or is there, can you kind of get a sense of what
depends.
You're going to see at the event based on the location?
When we have an actress from the adult industry, it changes things. But this... One of the best ones we ever had was one of the first or second ones in at Manchester location in Baldwin.
My hood.
Yeah, I know. And we had about 6 or 7 legitimate, decent-looking good gals. And they all had decent feet. And that's what I'm hoping for next Thursday in St. Charles.
You bring a porn star to the Arctic Circle, you're going to have, you know, the Injun Joes. You're going to have the Dave Action Jacksons. You're going to have
Alvin Mack for security.
You're going to have the greats come wherever. Yeah. So,
Misty
porn
Plops.
Stars.
But that night you're talking about, Jay, there was like $150 to the best feet, wasn't there?
There was Jason Aldean tickets and Cardinal tickets.
No, wasn't there like a pearl necklace? That's like not a double entendre. There was an actual pearl necklace.
There was a necklace. Yeah, somebody had donated. We had a lot of prizes.
Yeah, Vince Aguirre, I think, sponsored that. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we'll have a wonderful crowd of moms next Thursday night.
They don't have to be moms, though, do they?
Is that a requirement?
It's preferred. It's certainly not a requirement.
Why would it be preferred?
I just feel like I connect better with people that have had children.
Huh. It's the exact opposite of Joe Pelosi.
After you have a kid, though.
It is the total opposite of Joe Pelosi.
Everything is out the window after a kid. You're almost more open to anything. After you pop out your first kid, you go, all right, a threesome.
I can do anything, yeah,
fine.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the case.
Well, for some of them, it is.
I think some would be less likely to do crazy things after they have children.
Because they don't want their children to know?
Probably.
Okay.
Do you feel like you've hidden secrets from your kids?
No.
Is there things in your past you wouldn't want your boys to find out about?
You don't think people do wilder things when they're single than when they're married?
I think it depends on the individual.
Yeah, some people probably marry people that bring out the wilder side of them, right?
I had a gal the other day tell me, I said, so you're married? She said, well, yeah, I'm married, but we have kind of an agreement.
Uh-oh.
And I said, well, what do you mean by agreement?
That's when a follow-up starts.
You got to go deeper then. And she said, well, we kind of have a free pass, but we can't do certain things. And I said, well,
as sleep with other people.
I need to know what that is. And she said that it cannot be intercourse or oral. Anything else goes.
What is there? A nice peck,
kissing?
A peck on the cheek, a nice hickey. What the point of even wasting your...
As a nice
you
hickey.
Could make out with the bra.
Oh, that seems like a big waste of money. You probably got to pay for
what
dinner.
I think it was a case in point where she felt like if she was out at a club...
Look, when I'm 12, I'm all about when my parents go out to the bar for a couple hours, holler at me, you know, come on over to the crib in Canton.
At 12?
And kiss and make out or whatever.
Six
but when I'm 12. When I'm married, kissing and cuddling, I don't care about that.
You wouldn't mind if you're wife kissed. I'm going to paint a picture for you.
Okay, yeah, paint this one for me.
She's at a cocktail bar or at a pub, and she's making a connection with a guy, and they're talking. And
this is my wife.
This is Mrs. Blasey.
Okay.
And they're just having a good time and just talking and laughing, and the guy says, hey, you want to go out to the car and make out? That's okay with you?
I would no. Here's the thing. If you're open and willing to, you know, kind of have your wife just make out with somebody, what's the point? Go all the way, all or nothing, in my opinion. You want to swing it, have intercourse, have oral.
No,
she
didn't. She basically was telling me that they weren't swingers in terms of the fact that they don't.
Well, they don't have
couples.
This open, but this pass to me is just a tease. It's a blue ball pass, and I'm not for it.
All right. I mean, I just took.
Well, as he said, if you're gonna get down, you're getting down.
I just thought it was fascinating.
Don't be a furry, but you're not dressing up like a badger or a honey bear. You know, if you're gonna commit, go for it.
All
yes.
Right. I just thought it was fascinating that the gal said she could pretty much do whatever she wanted, other than mouth and all the way.
The first thing
who dresses up like a honey badger.
Oh, there's a convention every year.
The first thing I'm doing if I need to spice up my love life in a marriage, I'm getting on a hot air balloon and I'm doing some action because I think that would be hot. You have the scenery there, probably somewhere in New Mexico.
You wouldn't want to do it in an air balloon.
He's gonna do it in a hot air balloon in New Mexico.
Scared for your life. You wouldn't have the mental focus, the fortitude.
No, you could definitely do reverse.
I think your balance is messed up.
No, I think you could do reverse. You could do reverse cowgirl.
Easy, Plowsy.
Those things are tight.
Easy.
Those things are small venues, and they blow around in the air. You'd be terrified.
Yeah, I think that the fire would be the most terrifying.
Fire
because you know about
above
my,
you.
I do have 5-inch nipple hairs, and you never know. Once one hair ignites, you know your whole body is in jeopardy.
Should be some interesting emails of the day coming.
Yeah, we do have to get to emails of the day, but first we have to get to cuts of the week. So I think the email batch was low, but I assume it's.
I think it may be turned up a notch.
Yeah, it just got real. Thanks to Plowsy's hot take on what should and should not be allowed by swingers. Let's dive into Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut 1.
Well, Ryan, don't say that Lady Bearcats will take her shit off, too. Because if she does that, I want a picture of it. Okay, I am going to try to take my shirt off.
Oh, no.
And like I said, Ryan, if Lady Bearcats takes her shirt off...
Lady who?
You better send me a picture, okay? Hold on. While you watch the Cardinals game, I'm going to take my shirt off.
No.
Cut two.
And I'm not going to be much good to you today, fellas.
Why is that?
I'm a little tired from a long drive back from Macon, Georgia. I feel like my blue jeans are too tight. 10.5-hour drive back. I don't like that.
Let me tell the listeners, you might say the jeans fit snug or feel too tight. They look great on you, don't they?
I think they do, yeah.
My eyes are up here.
Cut three.
I threw a couple out there, but I appreciate the extended answer that you gave me, Derek.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. I do. I appreciate it.
Cut four.
Don't the boys drive?
They drive and they argue and they look out. And I wake up. Oh my God! What? Well, he wasn't going to stop in time. He's fine. Okay. If I could just doze off. If I could just doze off. Look out! Oh no! What? Oh, there's a truck up there that stopped.
Okay. And then, when you're dozing off, how does it sound again?
Cut five.
Undressed, lay on the beach, and some guy came and said, you put your clothes on, you're being arrested. This isn't a nude beach.
Were you going face down or face up?
No, it was face up.
So you didn't see anyone else nude,
I didn't see anybody. There was nobody there. Indecent exposure. I said, well, I'm sorry, I was told it was a nude beach. I'm not bothering anybody. There's nobody here. Who am I bothering? The fish?
You put suntan lotion on your loins?
Cut six.
At what age do you think things really went downhill?
50. 50s, right when it
turned. That's the turning point?
50.
On the dot?
Yep. That's when I felt it, physically. That's when my hair started falling out, teeth started moving around, needed surgery on my Achilles tendon. 50. Right at the birthday, at 49, I felt like, hey, I still feel like I'm 23 at 50. Nope, I'm an old man.
Cut seven.
There you go, Ryan. My shirt's off. Have my big guy take his shirt off, too. No, the pants are not coming off, Matt. No, you are not getting a peek at my belly button.
All right, then.
No, man, I will not take those pants off. No, I'm not showing a nipple. No, I will not show you one ball. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put it back on the...
Larry.
I'm going to go ahead and put this back on the Cardinal game where I put my shirt back on.
That's pretty good.
Can we do something live on air that will help all of us out during this email? Can we... Doug, I want you to take my mic. Ben, Fred, give me back my mic. And this one is going... We're just moving it. We're going to all turn it off. Jay, you're going to have to...
I'm going
to
do a live.
Okay, that's perfect.
All right. Jimmy the Cat Hayes, one of my favorite people, always wearing that Normandy hat. The cat is away up in Chi-Town. And the cat is now sponsored when he misses the show. During Cardinal road trips this season, the cat will be on the move with Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental, Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks.
And I will have to say, I am moving in a couple weeks. I'm going to be calling the lovely folks at Penske Truck who helped me out to move the last time. It was quick, easy. Love the company. I would recommend them highly. And now we have our mic situation figured out.
That was a quick fix, Blasey. That was a quick diagnosis of the problem. Maybe you can fix this one. One of the texters wanted to know, what exactly is the hot air balloon captain doing in this scenario? There's only so much room up there.
Well, you would have to get your, you know, this would be an expensive setup.
Right.
To where you would have to get your license as well as.
So you'd be in control of the balloon.
You're supposed to be captaining the ship while also.
I feel like for me.
Have so much attention, Blasey.
If it's reverse cowgirl, 8-minute window, easy. I feel like you could glide that thing without. Any
8 minutes? Who are you kidding?
Would it be better just to try to join the Mile High Club?
But this is on a whole nother level because you got a scenic view along with it.
No, you'd be terrified. I don't think it would work. If anyone has ever done this,
has anybody ever been in a hot air balloon?
No, but it's got to be terrifying.
I would think it'd be a little bit frightening.
It's got to be scary.
You know what's scary?
What
is to wonder how you're going to pay off your credit card bills?
That is terrifying.
And not have an answer. But you're living in a house.
What do you do?
Built up some equity. Well, you call Ryan Kelly. You call Ryan Kelly. The average American household has more than $16,000 in credit card debt. 16 grand is the average, and over 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of that right now. So why are you paying a huge interest rate, 18, 20% on a credit card debt, when you could move that into the mortgage and then pay 3% on it or 4%, something like that? This is what you ought to do, and this is how you save a lot of money. With a cash-out refinance with the Home Loan Expert team, you can get those credit card bills paid off once and for all, and Ryan Kelly can do it for you very easily. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home. Why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-70...
What's that man's phone number?
Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him at his website, thehomeloanexpert.com. Or you could visit at an office building in Brentwood.
Or just go to Busch Stadium and look up on the scoreboard. He's there, too. He's everywhere.
That's right, because he does such fabulous work.
Well, and then you start thinking about remodeling, or maybe you're thinking about expanding your office. I mean, use the company that the Mighty 590 used and recommends, Office Essentials. They've been helping businesses, large and small, with their office furniture projects since 2001. Tim worked with Chris Fortune, and he provided drawings and space planning that really made a difference. They even have the cool 3D drawings that Doug likes. Mm-hmm. They've got a large showroom and with furniture for every budget, whether you need furniture for an office of 1 or 100. Office Essentials team of designers can help you plan the perfect office space from drawings to installation to on time and, most importantly, on budget. To get more information or contact Office Essentials, visit RethinkTheEssentials.com. That's RethinkTheEssentials.com, and click on the KFNS logo.
Is that a late submission to the email of the day pile there from
Sea Monster? I saw one word. I didn't even need to see who it was from. I kind of have a feeling. It's a heavy hitter, Jay, and I think you like him.
Is it the T?
He's already submitted.
Okay.
It's another great listener.
It's time for the last email of the day of the week, of course, playing for the free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Let's dive into Hot Shots email of the day.
Now,
pins ready?
Talked about this in a break, trying to make them less vile because the last couple days, I don't really care what is said about Doug.
Well, we also talked about how we weren't going to say that on air because it's just going to make it worse. We talked about that during the break.
Well, they've already been submitted and printed, so we can't get any more vile ones. Maybe Monday they start up, but Tim is back, so he can sift a little bit.
He'll just be singing Tim's praises and emails all Monday.
Right.
So, Doug, you might like this batch, however, I haven't really looked. So
I kind of doubt that I will like the batch. This batch could be the same batch we received 7 years ago. They'll be saying the exact same things. It'll have nothing to do with what we talked about today.
All right, you ready to start?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, guys. I'm so disappointed. I thought Doug was going to give us another epic rant today about the gym. I was so excited. But after the great setup, he then just quit. No problems or issues. He just quit the gym and walked out. Right. End of story. Really? Talk about blue balls. That is from Corey G.
Corey G.
He wanted more.
What did he want me to do?
He wanted you to hold him accountable.
Yeah. Have epic rants.
Say, look,
Doug,
I've been paying for this place for 2 years.
Well,
how much sweat have I poured into this gym?
Yeah. Sounds like you're giving up, Doug.
You just walked out. I gave up on the gym. I gave up on the exist.
What if you gain weight now?
Well, I'll go to some other gym. Some other gym can have my money if I have to have a flimsy little piece of plastic to walk in after I've been paying every month for 2.5 years.
Except to me, we're
kind
of starting the rant up a little bit.
We're trying to get it going.
Howdy. Yesterday was KMOX day at the ballpark. I could see a KFNS day in the future. This is good. KFNS day will double as Couch for Plowsy day, where ticket holders who donate a piece of furniture at the gate will get a Jay Jr. bobblehead featuring Jennings with his mouth open and Fred Bird jamming his big clawed foot in it. There will be a KFNS celebrity softball game with Iggy's team. I gotta read it to Shadow. With Iggy's team, the Orange, pitted against Chris Gardner's squad, the Chris Gardner squad, who will be sponsored by Rosie's and have a strict no-bunting policy. The Cat will entertain from the Jumbotron. McKernan is up. His dad stand behind him in the box to help him swing. Or the guys are worse than the Brewers. KFNS Day at the ballpark could happen. What does KMOX have that you don't, besides 50,000 watts and reputation?
Right.
That is from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Okay. Nicely done.
Hey, the Brewers are pretty good this year.
They are. They got some big poppers.
Nicely done, Billy. Thank
Independence you. Day speech.
Plowsy, we are booked for tonight on the hot air balloon. Wear your cowboy boots, big boy, and bring the Hitachi magic wand. I want to finish this time. That is from my man and ours truly, Cucky the... Let me get this name right.
You know him.
Cucky the Dwarfy Boy, Doug.
You did a show
Cucky
with him.
The Dwarfy Boy.
We still podcast.
I know you do. I watch it.
Represent the changing station. Morn, in honor of Doug dropping some kids off at the pool, a haiku. Power drill my butt.
Okay, that's enough. Who is
landing
it, Plowsy?
Landing strip grazes my lips. Muddy pink socks.
That's enough. Who was it, Plowsy?
Think about it. That is from Tunnels 12,000. Oh, I messed that up. I'm sorry.
Love you, Tunnels. You know that.
Messed it up by reading it.
You know how I feel about you.
Did Tunnels 12,000 just get suspended?
He got suspended. Oh. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension log. You'll say, wait a minute, you don't have a pen. Yes, I do have a pen.
What kind of pen you got?
And it was brought to us by Wright Business Products. Brand your business the right way. I don't mean R-I-G-H-T. Wright is R-I-T-E. Locally owned and operated business that can brand ink pens, business cards, can coolies, magnets, and so much more. Call Brian Mode at 618-277-4109 to get started today.
They're nice pens.
All right, this is a long one. It's Plops. I'm going to try to get through it. Apologies in advance.
All right.
Guys, Plops here. I dropped by the new offices in Kirkwood yesterday to pick up tickets to some Hoosier Fest going on this Sunday at Bush. The guys in the office were explaining the construction of the new studios upstairs with old Plopsy and told me there will be a little studio next to the outdoor patio that people at the restaurant can go into and record questions for the host, or something to that effect. My first thought was that you guys will never get Big Al to leave. My second thought was more of a vision, a picture in my head of a bunch of $100 bills floating around in a toilet, moving in a circular motion as they quickly approach the point where they'll never be seen again. My third thought was of a man standing inside this little soundproof room, trying on a pair of Sands About slacks, because let's be honest, 3 years from now, you guys will have moved stations at least two more times, and the upstairs space you're currently burning money in will probably be the dressing room for some plus-size men's fashion outlet.
That's right.
Bringing heat. Seriously, when I do a LexisNexis search for vacant buildings that Tim McKernan and friends used to broadcast from, I get 18 addresses, and pop-up ads from some wiener pill that apparently uses the same active ingredient as Viagra. Good day, Misty Plops killed it.
Ooh, Plops.
Killed it.
Misty Plops, assistant program
director.
We
have time to read more, but
guys on a roll.
We got 10 minutes.
We got a couple libraries we can fill. Doug, ESPN released its first bracketology last night. Missouri was not in it. Unsure what to think about this. I feel like the preseason hype of more than Porter for the team. I feel like the preseason hype of more for Porter than the team. That is exactly what it said. That does not make sense. I think the team is a solid 7 seed or higher. Thoughts? Thanks. That is from Pat.
Pat.
With a grammatical error.
What do you think about that, Doug? 7 seed?
Yet. They haven't even started practicing yet. How do we know?
I'm going to dock points for the grammar error.
You can double check and triple check. There was.
Do you know?
I believe you.
Right now in Vegas, they were the 10th choice to win the national championship in basketball.
But they were, I think. Here's 200, the thing. What were they before
something
that?
Something silly.
If you put your money on before the Quanzo Martin
before
thing,
April 1st,
you could be making a lot of money.
Here's the thing. I was talking with somebody the other day who was saying, look, at some point they got to be criticized because they went out and hired an assistant coach. And he brought his kids in, and he's like, yeah, it's within the rules, but what are they going to do after Michael Porter Jr. and his brother are gone? Are they really going to be built for the long term?
There's like 3 other brothers below them.
I said, hold on a second. I said, first of all, it is within the rules. Second of all, he's not the first coach to do this. Third of all, you're talking about the team that was the worst Division I basketball team in the country. Mm-hmm. And you signed a coach who brought in 10 stars.
And if anything,
immediately for game one. It doesn't matter what they do the next year. If they win, they'll be fine. But they just talk about a team that has increased its talent level. It's 180 degrees from where it was last year. How could you say one bad thing about what they were able to do?
Not to hit too close to home, but there was once a man named Ed Manning that had a son named Danny.
that got him to Kansas.
They did okay.
Mm-hmm. He turned out okay. I think Kansas, last time I checked, Kansas has been pretty good at basketball.
Been all right.
No, it's a good U of I. Anyways, first pitch day in Wrigley is set for 1:20 p.m. as Lance Lynn faces off against former Cardinal John Lackey. Two pitchers that have a bulldog attitude and don't like the opposing team. Cubs have lost 6 in a row, so the Cardinals must not like their chances to win, as the Doof Factor states that the Cubs must win soon. Keep an eye on the Cardinal 3-hitter, as it could be Yadier Molina or Steven Piscotty. These two slugging options possess immense power and great problems to have. Combined, they have 7 homers and 34 RBIs. Well, back to you. That is from the White Collar Gangster. I don't think he likes the choice of Piscotty or Yachty in the 3-hole.
White Collar Gangster.
That was just good sports info there, telling it straight.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Gentlemen, on this fine Friday, instead of harassing Doug, I thought I would start your weekend off with a little joke. How do you make a Kleenex dance?
I don't know. How do you?
You put a little boogie in it.
Oh.
One more. How do you make Doug dance?
I don't want to hear it.
It's a good one. You insert your thumb in his anus and twist to the left.
You can't just read everything.
Thanks for your time, the old mud boot.
You can't just read everything they write.
I don't know about that A word.
The old mud boot and Plowsy.
I'm just reading what's on the prompter.
You gotta vet things, Plowsy.
All right, we got 2 more. I think we can actually get the full batch in if you can hurry up and write that in the Hot Shot suspension logule.
Days time. I'm using a Wright Business Products pen, and Plowsy, you as well have been suspended 2 days, and you've been put on notice.
That's fine. I appreciate it though. I'll be back Monday.
Oh, great.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
The worst job I ever had was watching these Cardinals drag their feet and flat out coast through the season while we true fans pay their salaries. I didn't know this was a hot take. I should have changed my tone. Some of the players think that they're so cool with their long hair. Why not try running out of ground ball, lazy ass? Sorry, I can't catch my breath, but these professionals just don't know how the real folks live. Oops. Drop my Lipitor. Thanks, Randy, in Section 330 with Burly Gal, aka the Dogtown Astro.
They must know Dorothy. That's Dogtown Astro Van.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, he knows. He's channeling his Dorothy there.
And we have
Dogtown Astro Van.
And our last one. More gents. It's National Donut Day. Hopefully, you guys got time for 3 dozen donuts I had sent in the studio this morning. These are some fantastic jelly donuts, a few bear claws, a few cake donuts with sprinkles, and I've got 1 cream-filled vanilla Long John for Doug. Happy Friday, gents. That is from Still No TP at BP. And that is what we have for Hot Talk Team.
I don't like that because there are no donuts here.
Still no.
It's a lie, actually.
He's out.
We would never tell a lie on this show.
No.
Unless Iggy is telling a
Correct.
Story.
27 a game.
And yet, Iggy has no mic. Iggy has no mic to defend himself.
He just started laughing. Well, another winning batch, Doug.
Well, I didn't care for the batch.
You didn't like one of those?
I thought Misty Plops was okay. The rest were pretty dull.
Oh, Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
I'm going to go Misty Plops.
Bill it's Pullman.
Bill Pullman ends Misty Plops run.
Dagnabbit, Lucas.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, the winner.
The winner, and I also want to commend Tunnels 12,000.
No, don't encourage
I like
no.
Misty because I actually got through his email, and I thought it was funny. So
it
I
was
think he kind of semi got robbed, but you can't hate a guy who's won 4 months.
The guy wins every day.
Yeah, so you can't get mad.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give other people a chance.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech, he wins a free Lemmings lunch from Hot Shots. Misty can't win every day.
No.
Can't win every day.
I love Misty.
If he's got the best email.
But we've got to turn the worm at some point.
Well, he's going to be there anyway. We might as well give him.
It was the bobblehead, the Jennings bobblehead with Fred Bird and the foot. That was what sold me. Once I didn't hear anything else after that.
All right.
I can't get it out of my head, actually.
Tim's back Monday.
Oh, yeah, that's the biggest news.
That's the biggest news. Yep, there's Iggy
that's
clapping.
Iggy clapping.
Thank you, Danny Schwartz.
We do appreciate
your insurance agency.
And is Schwartz be with you?
Well, I know Tim will be back. I know people are excited, but I appreciate you guys letting me hang out a few times this week. I enjoy it, as always, and we'll do it some, hopefully moving forward. So it's always fun to stop by and be with you guys, especially when Jennings
Fred.
Is in the house. No offense to you, Doug, or anything.
Oh, no, that's fine. None taken.
All right, well, we're going to hand it off. We have the Lion's Choice handoff to the Frank Cusimano Show featuring Frank Cusimano. You might call it the Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano. The Real Sports Talk coming up next. Thanks for joining us. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Have a good weekend.